radio play for today, The Golden House, is suggested by a most fascinating article concerning ancient Rome, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Our story opens in the west wing of the Golden House of Nero. A long line of graceful colonnades lift their polished shafts toward the sky. Slaves are busy with mallet and chisel. Atticus, a mere boy, is struggling desperately to loosen a huge stone. Over him, whip in hand, stands a giant Atabe, an officer in the Praetorian Guard.
You imbecile. That stone's not heavy. Lift it into place.
I cannot move the stone. Truly, it is beyond my strength.
So, Atticus, you refuse to work. Must I lay the whip across your back?
No, no. Please, not the whip again. I will work. Give me a chisel and mallet.
Slaves do not choose their work. Lift that stone into place.
I cannot move the stone. I cannot. Oh, Father above, help me.
You hear that, Romans? This slave calls upon the Christian God. He is punishable by death, Atticus.
I only know I cannot lift the stone.
You will put the stone in place or be flogged until you cannot crawl. When I come free, the whip falls. One.
I cannot.
Two.
The stone will not move.
Three.
No, no.
Atticus!
Put down the whip. Are you insane if you put a boy to perform a task that would tax a grown man?
The stone's not heavy, Atticus. It's child's play to lift it into place. You'll cuddle these slaves while work on the Golden House stands still.
How long has the work stood still, Atticus, while you attempt to flog this lad to task beyond his strength, thereby unfitting him for the work he would willingly do with mallet and chisel?
It's not the first time you found easy work for these suspected of being Christian.
Hey, Toby! I put the slaves at work best suited to their brawn and talent, and I do not waste their strength with senseless flogging. I am a loyal Roman. Do you wish to retract your words?
Well, I spoke in haste, Battle.
Good. Try my system, Toby. Now, take this stone that the lad Atticus could not move.
I still insist that this child's play to lift it into place.
I'm not so sure. Let me see. It would tax my strength, Atticus.
No doubt, Batty. But not mine. Look here. Stone is in place.
Splendid, Atobe. Splendid. You see how easy it is to get work done. And without a whip.
Laugh, Batters, laugh. So, it amuses you to hold me up to ridicule before your slaves. Perhaps before the Golden House of Nero is finished, I, Atobe, will laugh. Loud and loud, Batters. Loud and loud.
Dear brother.
Oh, my dear sister.
Atticus. Dear brother. Oh, are you well?
Oh, yes. Today Atobe would have flogged me because I could not manage a stone beyond my strength. But Batters, kind Batters, prevented.
Why does Atobe hate you?
Because he suspects me of being a Christian. And like his master, the tyrant Nero, he hates all Christians. He put us all to the fire. As was our dear father.
Hush, brother. If someone were to hear. Oh, I could not bear to lose you, too. I fear Atobe.
Today, when Atobe would have flogged me, I called upon the God our good father taught us to worship, and I was saved.
Our father was not saved.
Shame, Claudia. Our father gave his life as did the Savior, that the world might be saved. You and I and the tyrant Nero will die, Claudia, but the teachings of Christianity will live forever.
I am shamed, brother.
Tomorrow you meet to honor the birth of our Savior?
Yes. The token has been passed from hand to hand. We meet.
Do not tell me. It is better that I do not know, as I cannot be there. It is only through the kindness of Battus that I am allowed the freedom of the Golden House at the end of the day's work.
I could love this Battus for his kindness to you, my brother.
You shall love no man who worships the pagan gods of the tyrant Nero.
But perhaps, brother, I could make of him a Christian.
Battus is kind in his way, but...
Shh. Brother, someone comes along the wall. Slip into the shadows quickly.
Goodbye, sweet sister.
Oh! Who is there? By the fountain.
A Roman maiden guard. I do no harm.
Know you not it is forbidden to enter the Golden House without special permit?
I knew not of this order. I heard of the great beauty of the marble fountain, with handles formed of serpents intertwined. I wish to see it with the moonlight filtering through the colonnades.
Your name?
Claudia.
Turn your face that I may look upon it.
Atticus.
Why do you call me Atticus?
The name slipped out. You resemble greatly a slave by that name, a mere lad. But I see you are not he. But truly a woman.
And your name?
Bacchus.
Good, kind Bacchus.
What? Why say you that?
Because it is said you are kind to the slaves, even when they are suspected of being of Christian faith.
It is a rumor I would not care to have reach the ears of our noble Caesar.
Then beware of Aethelbase. Lest he carry stories to your noble Caesar.
Of what stories do you speak?
Today you befriended Atticus and incurred the enmity of Aethelbase by holding him up to ridicule.
How know you these things?
My brother Atticus told me.
Your brother?
Yes, we are twins. That is why you were startled by the resemblance. Atticus but left a moment ago after telling me how you saved him from Aethelbase's whip.
Why do you risk your freedom by telling me this? Know you not your Christian father's lands were confiscated to the state, and all his family declared slaves wherever found?
I should not mind being a slave if I were allowed to be with my dear brother under the protection of Bacchus.
You would not be allowed to see your brother. I could not protect you from Nero's will.
I am a Christian. I am not afraid.
You are beautiful, Claudia.
I am a Christian.
You are more lovely than any woman I have ever looked upon. I desired you from the moment I saw the moonlight glinting on your hair. Before even I heard the sound of your voice.
I am a Christian.
I have pushed forward the work on the west wing of the Golden House. I have found favor with Nero, our noble Caesar. Give up this new faith. Embrace the Roman gods, and I promise
There is only one God, the creator of all things.
Nero will wipe out Christianity with fire and sword.
Christians, that is. Not Christianity. Take me to Nero.
What faith is this that rises above love of life itself?
Above love itself, Bacchus. Because I love you.
Go, Claudius. I cannot deliver you to Nero. Go. My mind is torn with thoughts I cannot put into words. Go.
Kind, Bacchus. Do you love me?
With all my heart.
Dear Bacchus. Know you not that you are a Christian?
I? A Christian?
Yes, Bacchus. In very truth, you are.
I. A Christian.
Take my hand. Kneel, Bacchus, that you may offer up a prayer of thanksgiving to the Heavenly Father.
These grapes.
No, noble Caesar.
Are they not beautiful? Round and firm and large as walnuts. What's this? This bunch has been crushed against the side of the basket. It's a rape.
Caesar.
Punish the slave who served these grapes. Punishment fitting the enormity of the crime against Caesar. Mark that, it obey. I will not have my grapes crushed.
It shall be done, noble Caesar.
No, it obey. What did you wish? I want no whinings and excuses as to why your work lags behind that of Bacchus.
Neither, Caesar. The work goes forward apace. The vaulted orator is finished and awaits your inspection. The ceilings of the Cryptoporticus is entirely covered with paintings. The 3-mile-long gallery.
Yes, I have been through them. What artist painted the goat on the palace wall?
Well, it comes not to my mind.
No matter. The goat is there. Now, tell me to wait. Speak up. You shift from foot to foot. What phrase upon your mind?
Bacchus.
Bacchus? So, the rivalry comes to a head. I but heard this morning of how Bacchus tricked you into moving a great stone.
Most noble Caesar, I moved the stone to prove to all that Bacchus favored and coddled a Christian slave who had refused the task.
What say you, Itume?
It is true. Bacchus befriends the Christian slave, Atticus, whose father was justly put to fire. His lands confiscated.
Be sure your charge is based on truth, Itube, not jealous malice. Is Bacchus here to admit or refute?
He hides in fear of his life, for he too has become a Christian.
Your proof, Itube.
Last night I followed Bacchus to the fountain of the Enfine Serpent. There he met Claudia, sister of the slave Atticus.
Sister, you say, Itube? And was he beautiful and young?
Ravishing, great Caesar.
Go on.
I crept close and listened. Bacchus is her lover. This wench who dared to put her Christian god before the gods of Rome. And before he left, they knelt
in prayer. You are glib of tongue, Itobe. I warn you, there must be proof. Or it would be better that you fell upon your sword.
I have proof, Caesar. I seized the maiden, Claudia, as she left the palace grounds. I kept her overnight, locked in a room in the Golden House.
You have brought the maiden here?
Yes, noble Caesar. Malik, Brutus, step forth with the maiden, Claudia.
Well, Itobe, at least your eyes did not lie. The maid is ravishing as you testified. Claudia, are you sister to the slave Atticus? Well, why don't you answer?
He's frightened. But all here will tell you that this maid and Atticus are alike as two grapes.
Claudia, did you meet Battles at the fountain last night? Is Battles your lover?
Her silence is full proof of her guilt and that of Battles.
Wench, my name's Claudia. Have you dared bring false teaching into the portals of the Golden House? Speak before I have your tongue torn from your throat.
Noble Caesar, have mercy on your slave Atticus.
What is this? Boy, threat to the maiden? What trick is this, Itobe? You dare mock Caesar to his face?
Oh, noble Caesar. Great Caesar. I swear it was the maiden Claudia I locked in the room. It is I who have been tricked.
Not so, great Caesar. I have no sister, Claudia. Itobe forced me on pain of frightful death to do his bidding because of his jealous hatred for Battles.
Poor slave life.
I tell truth. Itobe planned that I should not speak so that the noble Caesar would accept my silence as proof of Battles' guilt.
Slave!
This slave is fairly spoken. It is well known to me your hatred of Battles.
If the slave's story be true, Caesar, then where is Battles?
Here, most noble Caesar!
Yeah. I
need
to be
informed
of
the charges that
Toby
has made against me.
Toby? Oh, mercy, most noble Caesar! Mercy!
Your sword, Battles. You, Toby, are no longer useful. So. Remove him. Great Battles. You can try them. Round and firm and large as a walnut. See, not a single one crushed. I dislike having my grapes crushed.
You have heard a dramatization of a story of ancient Rome, suggested by a most interesting article appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This article will be found under the title Excavating the Golden House of Nero. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.